House and Senate leaders have signed off on packages cracking down on sex offenders, and an election year vehicle registration fee rollback is on its way to the governor, who's touted it on the campaign trail. But other big plans don't have as certain a future. Legislative leaders promised an expansion of the state's corporate tax scholarship program, but that has fizzled out after the House refused to sign off on additional testing requirements for voucher students. And a plan to give the children of undocumented immigrants in-state tuition may be in trouble in the Senate because that chamber's leaders oppose it. Here's House Speaker Will Weatherford.
And if given the opportunity to present the bill on the floor, I believe it would be successful. But that's not up to me, and I don't control it.
The chambers are also split on changes to the formula used by the State University System Governing Board to give extra money to public universities. And a proposed revamp to the state's retirement system is also in flux. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.